Damien Molros, it's been a long time coming for Certain Shine to break through. He did tonight, and I thought he fought it out well over in the straight.
Yeah, I thought he got to the line at the corner. I thought he was just going to ping on him, but Brendan said he just seemed to float a bit, but I think he's learned, and he's come a long way with the blinkers on tonight, and plus he went straight tonight, made a difference.
Well, he's been knocking on the door, and he's been promising to win a race, and he's probably been a little bit unlucky. I thought last start in Hobart, when he went third, I thought he was gone for all money on the corner, but he just seemed to come again. Is he maybe looking for more ground?
Well, my opinion, like, the horse always got a heap of ability, and he was quite, he's an expensive yearling that got passed in Queensland. I think he passed in 120,000, and his mother runs second in Launceston Cup, so to streak. So, He looks like a promising star to me.
Yeah, we're talking about stars for you, the mum.
Yep.
All right, well, you just keep progressing. He's been up for a while. You're likely, when you're maybe just trying to find another class one and maybe just tip him out?
No, well, I did say the owners tonight. I was going to tip him out after night if he happened to win one, but I sort of persevered trying to win a maiden for him. And he's immature and he's probably not quite there, so he probably might want a bit of a break.
All right, so the chances of him having a break are pretty good?
Yeah, well, there's a bit of green grass about, yeah.
All right. I know there's a paddock at 7 Mile Beach. There's a nice bit of green grass just near your place.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Tam, look, well done. And let's hope that he can win more when he comes back in.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's on the way up, I think.
Thanks, Tam.
Thank you.